So the food industry has long used HACCP to analyze and control food safety in facilities, but FSMA requires that food facilities have written food safety plans based on hazard analysis and risk-based preventive controls called HARPSE. Is there still a place for HACCP, and what part does it play in FSMA? I am your TAG Talks host, Lisa Lupo. Today I'm talking with TAG Director of Food Safety, Lacey Kazee, on HACCP versus HARPSE. Good afternoon, Lacey.
Hey, how are you today, Lisa?
I am doing just great. So, why can't a facility's HACCP plan be used to fulfill the requirements of HARPSE? What exactly is the difference?
Unless a facility has an exemption from the FSMA ruling, they are required now to be under the new HACCP or HARPSE plan. So what they're calling it is the food safety plan. And the term HARPSE is actually not even being used because it stands for Hazard Analysis and Risk-Based Preventive Controls. So unless you're in one of those exemptions, which for example would be under the juice HACCP or the seafood HACCP, alcohol manufacturers, dietary supplement manufacturers, or small businesses. Those are some of the ones that are still able to use their old HACCP plans, and they're still okay with the new ruling. Some of the most successful plans that I have seen so far actually used their HACCP plan to create their new food safety plan. A lot of the beginning steps that you have to take for your hazard analysis and your ingredient hazard analysis are going to remain the same, but the biggest differences are you're going back to your ingredient hazard analysis and assessing the risk based off of the vendor and their food safety plan. And that actually helps you create your process preventive controls, your supply chain preventive controls, and some of the other preventive controls that are going to be in your food safety plan. Another one of the big differences, Lisa, is they actually are also requiring a recall plan in your food safety program, and they require a reanalysis every 3 years or if you have a food safety event or recall.
Okay. So besides having been a part of maybe developing your food safety plan, are there other ways that HACCP can still play a role in food safety?
I think that it does. A lot of companies are keeping both of their plans because they're able to reference back to it. Unless it's a requirement, it is a lot to keep up with that from a documentation standpoint for dot control. However, it can help you because you can also reference back to it to your original hazard analysis and ingredient hazard analysis.
Okay. So what are some of the areas that TAG helps its clients with this?
So TAG is actually able to do training for your qualified individual or your PCQI, which is another requirement under FSMA. They have to be the person that is involved in creating the new food safety plan. And we also can go in and do a FSMA readiness assessment for your site, as well as review any updates you've made for your sanitation preventive controls, your allergen preventive controls, and we can help you create the food safety plan from what you currently have.
Okay. So I think you've provided a nice brief overview of that for our audience, which is really great. Overall, though, before we end, so in just a few words, what would you see as the most important takeaway when you're talking about HACCP as a part of FSMA?
I think a lot of the things that I have seen companies do is basically take their old HACCP plan and use a few new terms such as preventive controls and call their CCPs their new process preventive controls. That's not really what the regulators are looking for. The regulators are looking for an entirely new revamped plan, which you can use your old HACCP plan to help you develop, but you really have to go back to the drawing board when you're doing your ingredient hazard analysis. You're having to start with your vendors or your suppliers and obtain their food safety plans. So you're really understanding the risk, and it's all about prevention instead of post-process contamination, where HACCP was more focused on.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Lacey, and thank you to our audience. We hope that this session of TAG Talks has given you more insight into HACCP as a part of FSMA. And know that you can call on Lacey or any member of the TAG team for questions or assistance. And always be sure to check out TAG's full line of TAG Talks videos on YouTube and click subscribe to stay up to date on all things food safety and public health from TAG experts. Thank you.
Thank you.